Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton, and we are so thrilled because it is officially December.
Yay!
We are so excited. Literally, Christmas is our favorite time of the year,
yes.
If you couldn't tell already. But we've been talking a lot about Christmas lately, and Christmas is by far the most joyful time of the year. And we wanted to talk a little bit about that today.
Yes.
So, yeah, don't you agree?
I do. It's just like in the song, you know?
Mm-hmm. Joy to the world?
No. Like Nine Ladies Dancing? Okay, let me just start this over. Okay, so in the 12 days of Christmas,
the Nine Ladies Dancing? I'm so confused where you're going right now.
Okay, I stole some of Dad's notes.
I went snooping. Oh my gosh.
So I stole some of them. And I know you were kind of planning on going one way. Well, I don't care because this is good. So we're going to kind of talk about what the 12 days of Christmas mean. Because, you know, we do all these like traditions, sing all the songs, but we don't really know like where it came from. So, you know, Dad spoke on the 12 days of Christmas multiple times.
Right.
You remember those, right? Yeah. So what's the 12th day of Christmas mean? Do you remember what it is? The 12 drummers drumming. So what's it mean?
I don't remember.
Take a guess.
I don't know.
Okay, so it's about like the 12.
I feel points, very unprepared to this right now.
The 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. So it's basically their core.
I would not have guessed that.
Their 12 like core beliefs, because they couldn't really like talk about their faith much, so they put it in a like in a song form. So. You love this. So basically, whenever like your 12 core beliefs, it's like, you know, it's how like what you do in your daily walk. So drums are the marching of your daily walk. That's like kind of the singer's takeaway from this.
Oh,
so do you know what the 11th is?
I don't.
Are you
sure? I know what a couple of these are, but I don't remember the 11th.
Okay, the 11th, the 11 pipers piping, is the 11 faithful disciples. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's, they give us freedom to leap, or not freedom to leap. I'm looking too far into the notes. They are, the 11 faithful disciples, they were surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. That's kind of like the singer's takeaway from that.
Okay.
So do you know what the 10th is?
The 10th is the, I don't, I actually, if you had given me like a couple minutes.
This one's easy.
The 10 commandments.
Yes, it's the 10 commandments. So most people, whenever they think about the Ten Commandments, this is where I was getting ahead of myself. When people think about the commandments, they think, okay, this is kind of like holding me back. You know, it's like all these rules that I have to follow. But really, it's like they give us the opportunities for everything, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's when they give us the freedom to leap, guys.
Okay.
But, okay, what are the nine?
Nine is the nine, I actually don't know. There's not like a nine
ladies dancing. There is a nine.
No, I meant there's not like a nine, like there's not something in the Bible that I can think of that's like nine things.
The fruit of the spirit.
Oh.
Yeah, so
love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I can name
where
them.
The,
I just didn't know that's what it was.
Where the ladies dancing,
okay,
the freedom and the joy ties in. Yeah, see what I did there? I'm so smart. Yeah, so it's basically dancing. Like, I know a way that I show joy is through dance. And in this, dancing showed the joy of, like, serving Jesus. And that's kind of, like,
that's
what the
cool
singers that, like, wrote this song,
yeah,
that's kind of what they took for themselves to think about, like, this as, you know, the ladies dancing shows joy. Okay, what's the eighth?
The eighth is the
eight maids of milking. So they're the Beatitudes. They stand for those.
Okay.
And basically the main core point of the Beatitudes, if you don't really know what they are, it's that like Jesus won't overlook you. Like he hears and he just like he saves and, you know, he knows what you're going through. And that's just basically what the Beatitudes kind of explain.
It's like a personal level.
Yes.
Of a relationship with God.
Exactly. So the seven swans of swimming are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So whenever you walk with God, the gifts of the Spirit moved in your life as easily as a swan on water. So you know how like a swan swims? Mm-hmm. It's like very graceful. You can't even see they're paddling. Mm-hmm. I wish I could be a swan. anyway, so that's like kind of, I don't know. That's just how like easily it flows. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Okay. Six geese a-laying. Have any guesses?
Any guesses for six geese a-laying? Like the 6 days of creation?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Wait. Oh my gosh.
It's the creation account.
I actually feel so proud right now. I thought that was going to be wrong.
No. So it says in Dad's notes, it says that the singer's takeaway is that God moved over the void to create life as a goose would lay over an empty nest. So basically, like you said, the 6 days of creation, that's like the main point of that one. And then five gold rings.
That's the Torah, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I remember this. Listen. This okay. was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
What's the Torah?
The Torah is the first five books of the Old Testament.
You right. Yep. Okay. Now, next page.
This is like a game four. Show right now.
Yes, it is. Okay. Four calling birds. What's that one?
Four calling birds are
you know
the...
The stink. Four...
Oh, my gosh.
It's the four gospel accounts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Matthew, so Mark, Luke,
the accounts we have of Jesus's life, like they're ones to share. Mm-hmm. That's why we share the gospel accounts. So like, you know, calling birds. Get it?
To share the
gospel account.
Okay, that so makes great. Sense.
These people were geniuses. Okay. Do you know what the three French hens represent?
Faith, hope, and love.
You right.
I okay. do remember that.
It says that the singer's takeaway is what the church should exercise the most. Okay, mm-hmm. I can tell these are sermon notes. That doesn't sound like how I would word it, you know?
Because uh-huh.
this isn't a sermon. This is a podcast. Right. Anyway, okay, the two turtle doves.
We could turn it into a sermon.
Oh, gosh. I would fail so bad. Okay.
Two turtle doves are the Old Testament and New Testament?
Yes, ma'am. There is no other guide to life than the Bible. That's yes. what the singer's takeaway is.
Yes.
And the reason that it ends...
I remember the ending. I do remember the ending.
It actually doesn't end like this. Well, yeah, it does.
It keeps going back to it because exactly. every time you repeat the song, you always go back down like the numbers, right?
To the partridge and the pear tree.
You say that every time. And that is Jesus dying on the cross, right?
It's actually, I mean, it's just really Jesus
okay.
because, so the mother partridge mm-hmm. is the only bird that will die to protect its young.
Hold on, say that again.
The mother partridge, so the partridge,
uh-huh.
and like the pear tree is it's a tree that like the partridge will normally like nest in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the partridge is the only bird that will die to protect its children.
Wow. Whoa. Okay, wait. So I don't know if you said this to begin with, but why is there a code for all of this?
So basically, the people that actually wrote this a long time ago, mm-hmm. they couldn't exercise their faith verbally, just mm-hmm.
like out in public.
Yeah, they couldn't mm-hmm. just be like, oh my gosh, Jesus is like the root of our life.
Yeah.
They couldn't just say that. So they had to put it into a song. And the reason that there's like a singer's takeaway for each of these is because like, this is the actual meaning, and this is why they made it a partridge in a pear tree, or they made it like the four calling birds, or mm-hmm. the nine ladies dancing, you know?
The message behind their code.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think this is just so cool because the true love in the song is God.
Yeah.
And on the first day of Christmas, our true love, God, gave us a partridge and a pear tree, which is the best gift that we could get because mm-hmm. it was his son, like, to die for us.
Yeah.
Like, that was, it's so cool how all of this connects. And, I mean, like, that is our anchor. Like, God is our anchor. That's mm-hmm. why it repeats so much. And it's like, Jesus is the root of everything. That's mm-hmm. why everything else happens. So it's like, that's kind of why it just keeps going back to mm-hmm. a partridge and a pear tree. And my true love gave to me.
That's so true. Especially like Christmas is the one holiday that if it were not for Christmas, if it were not for the one gift of Jesus, literally we wouldn't be here right now. We would have no hope for our future. And that's
insane.
It's so cool that the song keeps going back to that and shows that like Jesus is literally the reason for all of it.
Exactly. Did I stress you out today?
A little bit. I thought you were going a completely different way with this. I thought you had some like, I mean, I knew you had insight on a song that you were going to tell me about, but I thought it was Joy to the World. So I was like, oh, maybe she's going to talk about each verse of Joy. That is not what I was expecting at all. When you started saying that, I was like, oh, we're taking this any way we want to go.
I know. It's just so good.
Okay, so let's go back through like the whole song because I want to hear like each little bit of it.
We're going to sing?
We're not going to sing.
No.
We're going to cut that out. Stop.
We're not cutting that out.
We're cutting that out.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. I'm going to talk to Dad and make him cut that out.
No.
Okay. I'll say like what the thing is in the song and then you tell me the meaning. So
I got you.
First day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
God gave us the gift of Jesus mm-hmm. to remind us that Jesus would die for us.
Yes. And then second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves.
Yep. And God gave us the Old and New Testament, mm-hmm. the main books of the Bible that we need every day.
Yep. We need both parts.
Yes.
And then third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens,
which are faith, hope, and love. And those are like the main things.
The key aspects of like Christianity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds.
Yes. God gave us the four gospel accounts, mm-hmm. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all about Jesus' life.
Yes. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings.
God gave us the Torah, which are the first five books of the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying,
which is the creation account. That's what God gave us.
The first 6 days of creation when yes. He created the world.
Yeah.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming. You're like giving me hints. Okay.
Yeah. So God gave us the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And then on the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking.
The Beatitudes.
Mm-hmm. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing.
Yes, God gave us the fruit of the Spirit, which are?
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, which
yes,
we
ma'am.
Should portray each of those things in our everyday yes. life. Oh, sorry. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10
Lords of Leaping. The Ten Commandments.
Yes. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping.
Yes, which were the 11 faithful disciples that followed Jesus. That's mm-hmm. what God gave us.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming.
Yes, and those are the 12 main like beliefs of the Apostles' Creed whenever like they wrote this.
Yeah.
They were their core beliefs whenever mm-hmm. they couldn't really share that with the world.
Yeah, I just think that's amazing the way that it keeps going back. And as a reminder, it literally goes back to Jesus, the partridge in a pear tree, every time you sing it through. Obviously, we don't have time to yeah. sing every single part of that. But like every time you go up, you go right back down to the core reason of it all.
And even though it might be annoying to some people, it's now every time that I hear it or sing it, it's like it's such a great reminder mm-hmm. that Christmas is like a joyful time and how God has given us so many things, and he's given us Jesus, like you said, like at the core mm-hmm. root of it all. So I just think it's so great, and that's what I'm thinking of every time I sing it now.
I know, it puts it into such a perspective that like, wow, God gave us literally everything.
I know.
So the joy behind Christmas always goes back to him, and there's so much in every aspect of Christmas that always points back to Jesus. You may have to dig a little to find it, but even in literally the craziest, that's probably the craziest Christmas song ever.
Yeah.
Like it sounds so crazy, but then when you truly find the meaning behind it, it's like, wow, that points to Jesus too.
And this Christmas season, we hope you can find Jesus in absolutely everything you do because he's there. Just look for him.
Yes. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you back next week.